Well, hi there, Poppers. Brian here, and we are back with another exciting episode of Hunt for Green Wormember. But before I get into the intro for the episode, I would like to take the time to let you all know that this week's promo is brought to us by Mamster of the Week. And if you listen closely, you just might recognize a voice in there. So, let's check it out now.
This is Mamster of the Week. We're a Monster of the Week actual play podcast. It goes like this. A reluctant cult member, his stoner roommate, a skeptic YouTuber, and her fake camera person walk into a diner. They then walk out of the diner and drive off to hunt the things that go bump in the night. Inspired by shows like Supernatural, The Adventure Zone, and The Crit Show, join four friends as they travel across the country solving supernatural problems, and trying not to cause more problems than they solve. If you've ever wondered what it would be like if Scooby-Doo had guns and magic and monsters rather than real estate moguls, this might be for you. Welcome to Memester of the Week.
It's the next exciting part of the Hunt for Green Wormember. What will the team learn from these teenagers? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? So I don't want to keep you in suspense any longer, so let's start the show.
As Raj walks, he's going to start approaching the teenager with attitude and slowly start to de-age till he's a teenager with attitude wearing a zoot suit.
I think Alexander's going to like come up alongside him and just like kind of grab him by the arm and get in his ear and say like, what the fuck was that? What are you even doing?
I'm investigating right now, and I think I have a good lead on what potentially could be going on. I just need a little bit more information.
Okay.
My dear Alexander.
Wonderful. But you realize that we are supposed to, I don't know, not inform the world at large about... And he just gestures to all four of us.
Why do you think I've donned this amazing visage? Prepare yourself, Alexander, for the greatest performance of your life. And he starts walking to the teenager.
You hear a bottle drop behind you and break.
Wait, what?
You hear a bottle behind you drop and break and crack. Edgar's staring in your guy's direction. He saw Raj do this whole thing, whole transformation.
Raj turns and goes, well, hey there, guy. Yeah, you just saw a tubular magic trick, fellow teenager.
Wait, first you're calling me an old man. Now you're calling me a teenager? What the hell? What the hell? He starts. You see him kind of crawl. He's climbing over the bench, and he's heading towards his truck. And there's a gun, and there's a shotgun.
I think Leon sees the kid moving towards the truck and tries to stop him.
Oh, not it's not the kid. It's
the older one looking one.
Oh, the older then Leon will try to stop the older one from getting into the truck.
Okay,
and this will be interesting because Leon has no peep skills.
Okay, roll me an act under pressure.
Act under pressure? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, don't fail me now, Dice. Don't fail me now.
Why is he getting a gun? There's no need for this.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that is my first failure for the game. That is a 4.
Yikes.
Okay, you run to try to get it, and he sees you, and he panics even more, and he just...
God damn it!
I feel like he slams the door into you, and climbs in, and he's grabbing the shotgun, and it starts loading shells.
And Leon is just like, sir, please, I mean you no harm. We are just trying to talk about what you may or may not have seen. Or heard.
No. That's what one of those Soviet robots would say.
Sir, I am not a goddamn commie robot, as you said. I am a normal American robot. Please, calm down.
He raises the shotgun at you and he says, then recite the Pledge of Allegiance, commie.
I pledge allegiance to the American.
Now, hold on. I think that this is a manipulate someone.
Oh, no. No, this is a bad idea.
You are actively trying to convince this fucker not to shoot you by saying that I am a robot, but I am not a communist.
Yeah, this would be a manipulate someone role.
So I have a -2 on this because my inhuman perk gives me -1 to social skills and my charm is a -1.
No one can ever accuse me of gaming the system.
I have to say something really quick. I love how our first, like every first interaction with your character almost exclusively has been you getting negatives to your roles. I love it. It's always been things that you're not supposed to be good at.
Well, I'm going to take some damage because I rolled a 6 -2. So that's another failure.
Well, there we go.
And I gotta look quickly to see. I gotta look up what a shotgun does quickly. Believe it.
Oh, it's 3. I my character can take a shotgun as a weapon, and it has 3.
Oh, it can?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. Because I'm pretty sure that I know I have one in Thornvale as well.
Professional had one, and it has 3.
Why would you think go get a gun? All that happened was I got younger.
You got younger. And then you started calling him a teenager, and now he thinks you're a vampire.
What? What?
So, here's the thing. Leon's gonna freak out because he sees this human leveling a shotgun at him. So he's gonna pull out his huge handgun and be like, "Sir, please, drop the weapon. It will not end well for you. I am a robot, and you are squishy."
You failed the roll, he has to shoot, so you're going to get take 3 damage from one shot.
Oh, we're good. I don't have unstable, so I can just keep taking it.
Plus you have 10 harm.
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
I could just keep taking it for a while.
And don't worry, I have lay on hands now.
It won't work.
No!
I have a certain... I have to recharge is what the move's called. I have to immerse myself in a source of my animating force. But it's dangerous, so I have to roll plus weird.
Oh, I think Lay on Hand still can work. That's just a move you have to heal.
I just have to ask the most important question. The teenager hasn't ran away from all this, has he?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Animating force does say that you do not eat, breathe, drink, or heal naturally.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, my bad. Okay.
I really hope the teenager hasn't ran, because I'm really going... Raj is going to be really mad.
Oh, no, he's doing worse. He's live streaming this.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, awesome.
On his phone.
Oh, you're just the worst dick out there.
Yeah, Alexander sees this teenager pull his phone out.
You're off to such a good start, guys.
And Alexander sees this teenager pull his phone out and start recording this, and he very quickly like comes over and just kind of wants to dissuade this situation. He says, hey, we need to talk. I think that you might be in danger. This guy has a gun. This guy's crazy. Let's get you out of here. You don't need to be over here. And I will manipulate someone.
All right. I told you, Jason, I sort of made this so you guys need someone to manipulate people.
Yeah, so that is a 7 plus 2. That's a 9.
Okay. Okay, so that's going to mean he will do it, but you have to do something to convince him. You have to tell him something to convince him you mean brain. Sorry, brain. I know the... Sorry, I'm bringing it back up. I forgot to pull up the keeper move.
You're good.
I still refuse to believe that Edgar is goddamn 24 now, calling robot a commie.
No, you know, I mean, how many video games have commies in them or movies have it turn out, oh, it's actually the communist?
That is true. That's fair.
I mean, we do have an entire period of our history called the Red Scare. So.
Yep.
Yeah. I tried to defuse the situation. It did not work.
Okay, so they'll do it, but only if you do something right now to show that you mean it. If you ask too much, they'll tell you what, if anything, it would do to take them to do it.
Yeah, I think, so what I really want is to get this guy out of here so he doesn't have to deal with this. So I think I just, like, kind of take him by his shoulders and point him at our constructed friend and the fact that he just got shot with a shotgun. I was like, do you want to deal with that? No, I don't think so. Let's go. And I like just kind of whisk him away.
Alexander, I'm going to go punch this guy in the face.
All right, you do that.
All right, Roush takes his full-on adult form. And he's going to casually walk over to the truck. Sir, I'm going to need you to calm down or I'm going to debt punch you in the face.
Okay, all right. So, the teenager looks at it and goes, okay, but I'm not leaving this place without my friend and I got to find him.
That's cool. And actually, can you come out of the truck real quick? Can you come out of the truck real quick?
No, that was a teenager. That was a teenager looking at... Sorry. The teenager looks at Alexander and nods and goes, all right, but I need to find my friend. He went missing.
Yeah. Tell me, what happened to your friend? What do you mean that he went missing?
That's the thing where... I think someone roofied us here. The only thing I can think of put it, like... I mean, there's not... I mean, yeah, there's a robot over there, but I mean, there's not... monsters, right? I guess we came here with him and when we left we didn't remember he came. We thought he stayed home until we got home and then we couldn't find him and I want to figure out what happened. I don't know how we could have forgotten him unless someone drugged us at the drugstore or something, or I don't know. There's not like creatures out there. There's not supernatural stuff, you know? Gotta be drugs.
Yeah, of course. That'd be crazy. So you guys came here with your friend, you forgot he was here, and then when you went home he wasn't around anymore?
Yeah, like we got here, that was a strange thing. Like I remember when we got here there was just he points at the fire pit where you guys were gonna park. He's like, I remember there was like when we first got here, the pit was empty. Like we didn't, and then we got here, and it was just filled. It was all dug up and set up for like a really good fire pit. That's the only thing I can think of. Like because we were on our way back, we started having car trouble, and then we started hearing music from the radio, and we finally got to stop when we got here. And then, like I said, it was all set up. We figured it was maybe something the ranger did or the previous person, but then when we thought about it, I was like, it didn't make sense because we know when we got here, it wasn't as dug up as it was there, you know?
Yeah. You said while you were in the car, you started hearing music playing. What did you hear?
I don't know. It was just like this weird, it almost sounded like whale noises or something. Just like, it was, I almost want to say it wasn't music, but I don't know. That doesn't make it. It sounded like, I guess, some kind of nature show or something. That's the only thing I can think of, because it wasn't really like instruments and people singing. It was like just these sounds that sounded melodious.
Good word.
And I hate that I know that word.
He's not a kid! Kill him!
Raj, you deal with your own stuff. You stay over there.
I think Leon would chirp in if he could hear, like if we could all hear this, I think Leon would chirp in and be like, my favorite music is dubstep, I think is what it's called.
Of course it is.
Actually, I think this is kind of a good moment. I've been specifically trying not to interject. You might have noticed I've been kind of quiet because while he's not really the talking type, like he's a cartoon cat, it's kind of hard for him to try to, you know, talk to the witnesses, so to speak. So I've just been enjoying kind of sitting back and watching this all unfold because I think it's hilarious. But I think Wiley would be using it as a distraction to try and like inspect the area while everyone's not paying attention to him. So you can maybe find some stuff out about what's going on while the witnesses are distracted. So I was wondering if maybe, you know, that's been going on in the background this whole time. Maybe I can make a roll for that or something.
Yeah. Roll me an investigate a mystery.
Raj will have to remember Wiley gets a gold star.
Playing smart.
Also, Raj, you hear a gun cock and the shotgun's pointed at you now.
Don't you shoot that goddamn shotgun at me.
All right, I got an 8 on investigate a mystery.
Okay, what is the question you want to ask? Also, what specifically are you looking at? Are you looking at like the pit, fire pit they're talking about, or...
So I would have been... Wiley would have... So, like, he hears these guys talking to the witnesses about what they saw and kind of trying to get that you know, context and that information. I think Wiley would have been looking for physical evidence, so I think he would be inspecting around the fire pit to just try and see what he can find. So he's looking for evidence. So I think what he's going to ask is what happened here.
Okay, I think as you're looking around, you're looking around the fire pit, and you something kind of glints in the sand around, or not the sand, but the ash around where the logs were for the previous occupants. And you go to reach down, and you notice that the ground around here seems very soft, like something went into the, almost like something dug into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pick up the thing that was glinting, you find a pair of broken glasses that were underneath the logs that they've been burning things that was just out of sight.
So a broken pair of glasses. Okay.
And you get kind of the sense that whatever happened here, something either lunged out or lunged in to dig around the ground, and then like some kind of worm jumped in or jumped out. But you can find these glasses that you get the sense that someone got attacked here, even though which is weird because, like they said, they don't even remember seeing this happen, but they also mentioned that they came up and found it like this, all settled.
Right. Yeah, they came up and it was already disturbed, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that Wiley would pick up the glasses, and he's going to try and like kind of sneak back towards the group and be ready to kind of inform them of what he's seen when everything else plays out. So
Raj just wants to ask, why in the hell are you pointing a gun at me?
Because you're a reverse vampire from that Simpsons episode.
You do realize you have just said the single most insulting thing ever to Raj.
Well, Raj just turned it from an old person to a young person.
There's a vein like literally throbbing on the side of his head, and he is just, you monkey, how dare you? I have been around for countless millennia, and I have never been so insulted. How dare you call me that? I am a fucking angel.
I think Leon's going to try and grab the shotgun.
Angels aren't dressed that sharp.
Well, of course they're not. They don't have great fashion sense like I do.
Also, where's the 5 or 6 fucking eyes with wings? You're not an angel. I've read the Bible.
Yes, I am one of the lower, I am not, you know what? That is specious against angels. We are not all on the same tier, you ass.
Okay, and that would be an act under pressure neck for Leon to try to take the shotgun while he's being distracted.
Yes.
Oh, okay, it's not needed.
And I would say you get a +1 on it because he's distracting him.
It doesn't matter. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How bad?
Just all of us. I got ones on the dice.
No.
Ooh, it's rough, buddy.
So I think it might be a little early to start this, but I think I'm gonna burn a luck.
There you go.
Because I want that damn shotgun. He's shot me in the chest. I think Leon's like not necessarily anger, because you know robots can't get that. But he's like, at this point, it's like I have to defuse the situation somehow, and obviously I can't talk to people, so I'm just going to yank it from him. So I'm going to burn a luck point to so I can just take the shotgun from him.
Okay. Okay, so describe how you're using the luck point. Are you grabbing it and just crushing it in your hand?
So I think I want to grab the shotgun and bend the barrel up, like kind of cartoon style, and like bend the barrel just all the way back so that he can't shoot it.
There you go.
But also, my luck special says that when I spend a luck point, your animating force will soon malfunction briefly.
Okay, so I think what happens when you do this is you light on fire like the Human Torch for a moment. And he starts freaking out, and he just passed the broken shotgun at you and starts trying to climb out the other side of the truck and running.
Yeah, I gotta tackle him.
Yes, one of us has to catch him somehow.
All right, act under pressure, Raj.
I got a 6.
Okay, I think...
Is there any way I can roll a help out?
Yeah, you can roll a help out.
Because one of my purpose my purpose allows me guardian. Oh, nope, never mind. I took the wrong one. That's plus one to protect somebody, but help out still works.
Yeah.
That is a 10, baby.
All right. So I think he tries to get out of the other side of the van, and you help out by grabbing his foot, and you grab his shoe, and it pulls it off, so it slows him down enough for Raj to run over and tackle him.
Yes.
And then the man starts screaming, "Oh no, now you're going to infect me with your blood like a reverse vampire."
Oh, now he's really pissing Raj off, so Raj just takes on his cherub form.
Leon is like, "It doesn't work like that.
I am a cherub, you ass."
Oh god, it's a minotaur.
Raj hits him in the balls. Raj, very satisfied by this.
I think there's a nice thunk as you slam into him.
He starts holding down below and just cringing and just going like, he's doing like the Peter Griffin.
Oh yeah.
Good. That's what you get. Call me a fucking minotaur. Cherub. Get it right.
Master Raj does get very offended when people call him the incorrect thing.
It's like, couldn't even compliment me by calling me a Metatron. No, you had to go by some ass.
You're the most violent Raj has been on this show.
You do not call Raj a vampire. He is an angel.
He didn't call you a vampire. He called you a reverse vampire. There's a difference.
That makes it even worse.
For a while, I was confused about whether or not he was offended by being called a reverse vampire or if he was just being, like, pissed off because he was being called a Simpsons character.
Yeah.
No, if he would have said, like, a Simpsons character, Raj would have been fine with it. But no, you had to call him a reverse vampire.
He did say that. He said you reverse vampire, like, in that Simpsons episode.
It was the vampire word, man.
He said the V word, and that...
It set him off.
That set him off. Set him on his path of destruction.
Yeah.
Look. Okay, look. Back in, during the Gothic ages, Raj was into his black period, and he got called a vampire a lot.
So he's got prior history with it, and it's not something he likes.
Exactly.
So Raj was an emo kid, is what you're telling me.
Before it was emo.
Look, he was rebelling against his dad.
Yeah, he was an emo kid. Well, that makes a lot of sense, actually. That clears up a lot of things for me, personally.
I'm sorry. I can't believe it took me such a delay, but you just said you were rebelling against your dad. I finally got it now.
Yeah.
Raz making depressing emo screamo on a loot.
Loot core.
Loot core.
Oh, God.
Raj is just going to whisper in Edgar's ear, "What have we learned?"
I think Leon would, like, step on him or something. Like, "Answer, Master Raj, Edgar."
My God.
"Answer, Master Raj, Edgar."
If you're not a communist, if he's not... Ow! Wait, if you're not a vampire and a communist, why is he using the word master?
I was programmed this way, Sir Edgar. But you have pissed me off.
I like that we're taking a good, like, 20 minutes to kick the shit out of an NPC.
Yeah. We're the heroes, right? This is what heroes do?
I mean, he pulled a shotgun.
Is that fucking gif of, like, oh, I think we're the baddies.
Yeah.
He shot my beloved Leon. He goes down.
Raj didn't try to manipulate him.
I asked him a question, and he responds with all this. Raj is going to slap him.
He just saw you transform.
Once again, Raj is just like, "You respond with all this? I just wanted to ask some questions. Did you draw a gun and shoot my friend? I'm going to slap you."
He just saw a giant robot come out.
A giant sexy robot. How dare you?
Now, hold on. That's a matter of opinion.
Opinion is very...
This poor NPC. What have we done?
You kicked the shit out of him, is what you did.
Also, flavor-wise, I feel like he would kind of look like a mix of, like, different, like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not, copyright, but like Star Wars robots, like C-3PO and shit like that. He's like that mix of, like, the different kind of, like...
Oh, okay. I was picturing the Iron Giant, but, like, human size.
No, I was thinking more like C-3PO, because they were like, he was trying to be built to look humanoid-ish. Just a little flavor.
As a treat.
I like it.
So if that influences anything, so be it.
You ruined his beautiful chrome! Why the hell do you even have a gun out here?
Now I'm going to have to start a fire to heal myself, asshole.
Now we're going to have to start a forest fire because of you.
hold on.
Although I do have Energy Blast, which allows me to harm close animating force. So I could shoot fire from my hands to ignite things, potentially.
That's cool. You're like a Bic.
Kinda. Like a human torch, but my whole body doesn't catch on fire.
Wait a minute. Raj has a great idea. This is all he's going to... The last thing he's going to tell Edgar is...
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now you're going to tell me the truth about what... Because you're obviously out here for more than just sitting there looking all glum. You have a gun. You have a plan. Now, if you lie to me, we're going to set your pants on fire. So you're literally a liar, liar, pants on fire.
I got a question, guys. Is everyone focused on Raj right now?
I mean, this is the actual, I'm trying to think if I'm back yet. I mean, I don't think it would have taken me too long to,
Yeah, you'd be back. You'd be back. But I'm just wondering if anyone's looking at Roscoe.
Wait, what?
I mean, I'd probably be keeping an eye on things because I can't really do anything about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm probably over with the kid that I was just like, hey, maybe you don't want to get fucked up.
And y'all are just watching this unfold as Leon and Raj are terrifying this fella.
Well, I mean, we've both worked with Raj before, so we kind of know that he's a loose cannon.
Yeah, we also, like, we know the deal. Also, that has been the last, like, 30 minutes is just kind of me and Andrew just sitting to the side and, like, eating popcorn.
Yeah. He hasn't actually started killing anybody yet, so we haven't had to intervene.
Yeah. We're just kind of like kind of watching and seeing where this goes.
Wiley, Alexander, can you roll me some sharp rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I mean, I'm just supposed to be a guardian, right? So like I'm trying to do as much non-lethal as possible, but also like I saw him go for a truck that has a gun in it. So like Leon's guardian programming went straight into attack.
Oh yeah, no, not critiquing your commitment to the bit at all. That's an 8 on the dice, by the way.
I also got an 8 on the dice, so I got a 10.
There we go.
Okay, so this is gonna be fun. So while you guys are watching this kid and watching this thing go on, you hear, you're keeping an eye on the kid, but you know this other stuff is keeping you hear a gasp for a moment before you and you turn around to see the weirdest damn thing you've seen all night. Because the kid is ragdolling away from the group.
What?
Like, he's just kind of, like moving through space in an odd way with, like, just on his own, basically. Like, when you say ragdolling.
Yeah, he's, like, he's clutching his chest, and he's just, like, he's literally just, like, he's literally just jerking around, floating through the air, and he's moving fast back into the woods. And here's this thing that sticks out to you because you guys are there. You hear this odd sound in the background, like whale noises.
Oh shit.
Damn it, if Raj saw this, he would say something, but I don't think Raj saw this.
Yeah, I'm assuming that like Wiley and I saw this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wiley and you saw it. Because you were whipped by the kid.
Yeah, it was the kid that I was, like, trying to protect?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I would be right next to him when this happened. So, yeah, I see him, like, get tossed away, and I just kind of look over at Wiley and be like, let's go, and run after the kid.
Yeah, that might explain what I just saw over there. I'll tell you later, though, and this is pretty bad.
I have a feeling Andrew knows what the monster is.
There's something...
I think I know what it is, too.
There's something like wagging in the back of my brain, but I can't quite place it. So we'll see as it goes on. But there's something that seems familiar to me. I'm not sure why.
That's a very fitting mind to have.
So yeah, I think I would go with Alexander and chase after the ragdolling innocent.
Oh no, the party is splitting.
He's succeeded at keeper goal number one.
Quick, Leon, set his pants on fire.
The party is splitting, and the two, like, non-combat characters are going after the monster.
And the two combat ones are here.
And the two chaos characters have the other NPC with no supervision.
Yeah, are kicking the shit out of him.
So, quick question: Would Leon and Raj have heard y'all say something about like "let's go"? Would y'all have said it loud enough?
I want to say, for the sake of the narrative and for the sake of like the consequences of what happens, that you guys didn't hear me say that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Yeah, I agree.
That was just Wiley and I.
Yeah.
So then I think like Leon and Raj would still be talking, and like Raj just set his pants on fire, and I'm like, no, I will not set his pants on fire.
Yeah, you guys are like having a lover's quarrel over there while we're just going and doing our thing.
I think it would just be like, I think he understands, Master Raj.
Alrighty.
Should we get off of him?
Hold on. Wiley, come over here. I wanna teach you a good interrogation myth. Oh, fuck me.
What's the matter, Master Raj? As Leon slowly turns around and you just hear the hissing and whirring of, like, you know, robot noises.
Leon, I think the best way for me to put it is, ever since I've come to this plane, one of my favorite things in recent history of mankind is their invention of cinema. We have just entered that fucking horror movie moment where the group is split.
Oh, shit.
And I do believe that this is the moment when we say, we're fucked.
I think Leon's gonna look at Edgar and be like, you, sir, please get in your vehicle and exit the premises at the nearest convenient exit.
Oh.
And then he would look at Raj and be like, I think we have to try and follow the other two. I cannot let them die.
Actually, Leon, I have an even better idea. Leon, get in the bed of the truck. I'm commandeering your vehicle, sir, and I hop in the truck.
Leon's hopping in the back.
And Raj is taking that truck.
Into the woods with all the trees posted where you don't have a, there's not a trail?
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, fuck it. Let him have it. What's going on with Alexander and Wiley?
There's a path out to the north entrance, but they got pulled into the trees.
Fine. I will not drive the truck into the trees. Raj is just gonna go, Leon, let's go.
Do we know which way they went though?
Raj is gonna actually investigate to see if he can see any signs to see which directions they went.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, investigate a mystery would be a good one. Or read a bad situation.
I think read a bad situation would, oh no.
Should I roll?
Well, this is just for Raj reading the situation. Let me see. It might not be that bad because I got a 7.
Okay, so you got one hold.
What are my choice for questions, friend?
What's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
That's an interesting question.
God damn it!
Oh, shit.
Leon, this is not Leon. I mean, Edgar, this is all your fault. I'm going to kick your ass when we are done with this. Don't think I'm not done with you.
Raj, we have to focus.
Well, here's the thing. You notice something odd. Like, you don't see anything, but there's a little bit of a cloud of dust up in the air. You're not sure what kicked it up, and then there's another.
Raj pulls out a silver Zippo.
And it's heading towards Edgar. As he runs back into the truck.
God damn it. Raj pulls out his... He pulls out a silver Zippo and it becomes a flaming sword.
I think Leon's gonna... Oh, I'd like to read a bad situation. See if there's anything else we need to be aware of.
Sounds like I'm gonna need to protect someone.
And then after this read back to the situation, we're gonna go back to for a minute, the Alexander.
Sounds good.
I got a 8. So I get 1. And I guess that's gonna be... What is the best way to protect my victims?
Well, I think if you're looking around, this is an interesting thing. I just realized something that you may... I think if you're looking around and you're seeing, I think you see Raj tense up and you get the sense there's something in the area. And you look around and you see Edgar try to get into the truck. And then something yanks his leg back. In the air, it's so weird.
Protect somebody. Can I roll to protect someone?
We gotta go back. Remember, we're going back to the other group.
Oh yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Alexander, Wiley, I need some act under pressure rolls as you're heading after this, after the teenager.
All right. That is a 7, just barely.
Yeah, that is an 8.
Okay, so I think you can keep up with the teenager, but you're going to get lost in the woods is one option. Or what you can do, a hard choice, is you could get one of you close enough to him to maybe do something, but it's gonna mean splitting the party further. Like Alexander, you get the maybe get the idea of maybe like tossing Wily like Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Alex, don't! Not my pupil! Not my pupil!
So, which one appeals to you out of those two?
I mean, like, getting lost is an easy choice for me, because I'm just like, oh, well, we're lost. Fine, whatever. But, like, the idea of just throwing you into it and seeing what happens is a lot funner to me, more interesting.
That does seem like a lot more fun. That's kind of what I was thinking.
That seems like a total Alexander move, too.
Yeah, let's do that. It's like, I can't catch up to him, so go.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I think it's all we got. And I, like, get ready to be thrown.
Yeah, I just pick you up and, like...
Yeah. And I'm a cat, so yeah. I'm not huge. Yeah.
I see that.
You know how Bakugo like causes like explosions to fly around in My Hero?
Yeah.
Yep. I kind of do that a little bit, like as I chuck you.
So you're propelling me with yeah. Nice.
Now, pretty now, awesome. And like technically that would be like kind of a use magic thing. So if Sean, if you want to call that, that's on you.
I think it works for an act under pressure as like a low key, you're using your demonic power thing.
Okay.
I like it.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'll take that too.
Whoo, that's that's an 8. I saw a 5 on the dice and I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no. There's a 5 and a 2 on the dice.
Okay. You pick the... Okay. So then I pick a glitch.
Yeah. Well, for an act under pressure.
Oh, it's act under pressure. Okay, got it. Gotcha. Okay. I think for this that as you're tossing him, it you're this is like a you guys are rushing, you guys are alone. What can I say? I think it's going to be that when you toss him, you put all this effort into it and you strain something in your side.
Ooh. Mm, yeah.
Alexander, how many times have I told you to stretch your hammies?
Yeah, you gotta stretch beforehand.
So you're gonna take 1 harm. And I think it's until you get that fixed, it's a -1 to tough moves.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, so you wind it up and you toss and you do this explosion punch thing to Wily to launch him. And Wily, you're thrown ahead of the teenager and you land on something. You have trouble rationalizing. Like you as you're this close, there's this sound of whale noises is a lot more, and you're having trouble. Whatever you're on, it seems to be long and snake-like, because it's kind of, and it's trying to throw you off now. And I think it kind of lets go to the kid as it's thrashing, and it's scaly, but you're not sure exactly what it is, because you're processing, you're holding something, but your brain's also telling you, There's nothing there.
Yeah. So I'm on the invisible thing and I can feel it, but like you said, I'm kind of like processing the fact that I feel it, but I don't see it.
Yeah, you're feeling it, but there's like this nagging voice in your back of your head saying it's not there. There's nothing there. There should be nothing there. You should be falling. It's like whatever's going on, it's actively trying to make you not actualize it. If that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I think that now that I'm on this thing and the kid is, you know, I'm past him, all I can think to do is try to attack this thing to try and get it to let the kid go, to try and, like, you know, take its attention away. So I'm going to pull out my 9mm and just shoot it, like, kind of, like, right in front of me, like, you know, barrel right to its body, basically.
All right. Roll me a kick some ass.
I forgot that you had a gun.
Yeah,
I did too.
Yeah. I looked at my sheet. I was like, oh, God, I got a
gun.
He's
got a gun.
It's not very cartoon thief, but you know, I'm in the real world now. I got a Packer, you know, I could get killed.
I picture like the cartoon gun in Roger Rabbit, though.
Oh God!
you know,
when Wiley was getting thrown, I like to think that Wiley's like, "What did Raj tell me to do in this situation?" And in all actuality, Raj was like, "Never split the group." In your head, you're seeing Raj go, "Totally split the group and be the hero and try to take it out yourself."
Yeah.
Well, I believe in you, little buddy.
I have a zero tough, but I rolled 11 on the dice, so that's a success.
Nice.
All right. How much damage does it do?
It does 2 harm, close, loud.
Oh.
What are you doing?
That doesn't sound good. He's hee-heeing.
Okay, so... Alexander, you see something for a moment as the gun goes off and this loud bang echoes through the area. It looks almost snake-like, but it's almost, it almost makes you think of a podcast you were listening to recently about a series of monsters hunters dealing with a giant hydra out in the lake.
But I like that. I like that a lot.
I was going to work that in some point. So I thought that would be a fun knot.
Yeah, that's a cool knot. I like that.
That's awesome.
Now, the worm vimber, it all makes sense now.
And Wiley loops up the teenager and then starts to run off into the woods.
Wait, no, hold
that
on.
That doesn't sound creepy at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that, like, Alexander's just, like, too fucked up on the ground to try and stop him right now.
Yeah, Wiley's still dazed from getting shot out of this thing's mouth by the force of its scream, yeah.
Yep, there's a mystery here. You guys gotta figure out what the mystery part, too.
Wait, do I recognize the bear?
You do. You recognize it. It's Brogy.
Oh. I'd call after him. I'd be like, Brogy, what's going on, Brogy?
Wow, poppers. A lot can go wrong, apparently. Letting Raj and Leon to their own devices was maybe not for the best. And, oh boy, Alexander throwing Wiley towards the danger. Wow, poppers. I can't wait for the next episode. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and to follow us along on Twitter @DungeonsAndPop. So, poppers, till the next one.